This next story is about the latest Inspector General report that for some reflects the greater issue of one of the Bush administration's legacies. An internal Justice Department report released yesterday found that under the administration, a former senior official routinely used an ideological litmus test in evaluating job candidates, that he was looking for something he called RTAs, right-thinking Americans to hire, for jobs that were supposed to be apolitical, and that he lied to a congressional panel investigating that practice. Slate's senior legal correspondent Dahlia Lithwick joins us now with more. Good morning and welcome back, Dahlia.
Thank you for having me.
Now, can you explain the details to us of the report's conclusions?
Well, this is the fourth in a series of massive internal reports that were undertaken at the Justice Department by its Inspector General, and it was all of it looking into these questions of politicization of the Justice Department, whether the Justice Department had crossed the line from an independent agency to becoming very, very partisan and ideological. And as you'll recall, these IG reports have detonated over the past couple of years, mm-hmm. each of which on various issues, from Alberto Gonzalez himself and his own doings at the department to Monica Goodling and other junior staffers, what was being done at Justice that would have really crossed the line into blatant political action. This one looked just into the activities of this former official, Brad Schlotzman, who was helped to lead the Civil Rights Division from 2003 until 2007, and he was all bound up in the U.S. attorney scandal for all sorts of reasons we can go into. And so the question was whether he had impermissibly crossed that line into blatantly political hiring and firing at the department, and the IG report concluded unequivocally not only that he had crossed the line, that he had clearly broken the civil service laws with partisan activity at the department, but also that he had misled Congress in testimony about that.
And so, Dahlia, what's the consequence for that?
Well, that's the big question. This was referred to the U.S. Attorney's Office in the District of Columbia for prosecution. They sat on this report since July, and then this week, apparently, when it was released, they indicated that they were not going to prosecute him for anything. The department has clarified, the U.S. Attorney's Office at least has clarified, they were only looking at this narrow question of whether his lies to Congress were prosecutable, and they just determined that it wasn't.
They sat on this since July?
Right. This report was apparently concluded in July.
Is it possible that the Obama administration could follow up and pursue some kind of action?
It certainly is possible. I think that the signals we've been getting from the Obama administration on issues as sort of relatively trivial as this question of politicization at Justice to the much larger issues of are they going to prosecute, you know, senior Bush administration officials for things as serious as torture policy and eavesdropping policy. All the signals we've been getting so far have been pretty consistent. The signals are we're going to fix the errors, we're going to fix the mistakes, we're going to make sure things like this never happen again, but we're not really interested in looking backward. And President-elect Obama made statements to that effect to George Stephanopoulos on Sunday. As to the larger issues about prosecuting wrongdoing with respect to torture, my sense is that the feeling is we're going to move forward, we're not going to dwell on the wrongdoing of the past. We really, really think that drilling down into, you know, individual criminal liability is mm-hmm. a waste of political capital.
But this instance certainly does exemplify what many critics have said is a legacy of the Bush administration, of this lack of oversight essentially across the board through many agencies, and no consequences for questionable behavior. And sometimes, as you've said in this case, unequivocally there was some wrongdoing found, but again, no consequence.
It's a really interesting mirror image. It occurred to me this morning thinking about this, that the lack of consequences for things like this, and this is, as I said, the fourth IG report, each of them has found wrongdoing, and yet nothing is being done other than repairing the department, which, let's agree, I think that Michael Mukasey, the current attorney general, has done a lot to fix the most brazen politicization of the department. But the fact that nothing's being done on these sort of small, you know, inmates running the asylum, you know, little kids who were just way out of bounds in terms of how political they were. And this report really shows emails and conversations that are shocking coming from an adult who was entrusted with running the Civil Rights Division. But there's something sort of interesting about, on the one hand, seeing this as too trivial to prosecute, too silly, and on the other hand, looking at things like the torture memos and the eavesdropping policy as too serious to prosecute. It does raise the question of what in between these two things would be worth going after, investigating, and prosecuting. So in some interesting ways, I think, this is seen as just so bizarre and just bad management by Gonzalez, hiring bad people, letting them do their thing. At the other end of the spectrum, there's this notion that David Addington, John Yoo, and the architects, and Donald Rumsfeld, the architects of the torture policy, were too serious and important to be prosecuted.
Well, it's certainly an interesting dichotomy, and moving forward, we'll have to see what fixes the Obama administration believes they can make given the dynamics that they're walking into. Dahlia Lithwick, thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Dahlia Lithwick is a senior legal correspondent for Slate.com.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.